Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation.
Hello, this is Sandra with My Transformation. I woke up this morning doing my declarations, which is something I do every day. And I'll always be praising God for giving me life and allowing me to be and express who and what I am, and for showing me and guiding me in my daily life. And I was just going on and on, you know, because if it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't be able to communicate with the Father one-on-one. And so I was thanking Jesus for adopting me into the family of God and making it possible for me to commune with the Father. And I'm always claiming my position with the Lord, that I am truly a daughter of God. I am made in the image of God, and I am co-creator with God. And I said, Lord, do you have a message for me? Now, it's been a while since I asked God for a message, because God has brought me to the place where He wants me to be, and He's been showing me other things and having me doing new projects. And so it just came to me to ask, God, do you have a word for me? And God gave me 1 Timothy 3:16. And I said, Lord, I know you've given me that many times, so let's go see what that says. Because God keeps me in the same books, the same verses. And so I got the Bible and I read. I said, yeah. So I'm going to read it to you. 1 Timothy 3:16. I'm going to read both versions. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Now, the other version is, it is quite true that the way to live a godly life is not an easy matter, but the answer lies in Christ, who came to earth as a man, was proved spotless and pure in his spirit, was served by angels, was preached among the nations, was accepted by men everywhere, and was received up again to his glory in heaven. And when I read that, I remembered back to me saying that only God exists and all else comes from God. There will be no creations without God. And Jesus, he came, he left his throne. He left his throne to come here in the flesh to be the example for us. And we were spirit before we came here in the flesh. We are all gods because God created us and we are made in his image. And what is God's image? God's image is not the flesh. We are spirit beings. And we came here, took on flesh, just like Jesus, just like Christ came and took on flesh. And he remained pure in his spirit. How else can he be? He is God. Just because he came in the flesh does not mean it affected his spirit. His spirit always remained pure. So I started thinking about our spirit, because we are truly children of God. We are sons and daughters of God, and we are made in God's image, and God is pure. God is pure. Therefore, we are pure, because we are not flesh and bone. We are spirit beings who came and took abode in the flesh, our vessels, so that we could walk and talk and do things here on earth. But we are not who we see in the mirror. We are not who other people see and touch. We are spirit beings. And yes, godliness is a mystery, because God said, I had shared before, I don't remember the chapter, but I had shared before that God revealed his mystery. He revealed it to us. And the mystery is that we are all gods. We're not the flesh that we think we are. And I don't know how many of us still believe that we are who we see when we look in the mirror. I don't know how many of us are still looking at each other as humans and flesh and bone. When we look at each other as spirit, when we look at each other as God beings, then we'll see each other in a different light, and we will respond and act in a different light. And I know that it's not easy to look at everyone as spirit beings. I know it's not easy, because sometimes I find myself getting upset with somebody, and we're not to really get upset with anyone. I mean, it's okay to feel whatever you're feeling in the moment, but as long as after you go through that feeling, you awaken to the truth of everything. And the truth is, there is no right and there is no wrong. The truth is, that person who upset at you just does not know that they are a spirit being, and is just not in that moment acting as a spirit being, acting in love and light and oneness. So whenever we or anybody else are acting in a way that seems ungodly, acting in a way that seems impure, remember that that is not the spirit acting that way. It's the flesh. And that person has stepped out of the spirit to act that way in that moment. I mean, it's not the spirit acting that way. It is the flesh. And we are all pure in spirit. We are all pure beings because we came from the Father. And the Father is pure. The Father is light. The Father is love. The Father is joy. The Father is prosperous. The Father is all things that are beautiful. And we are beautiful beings. And I just thank God for his word. And I thank God for giving me the same verses. Because I am in a place in my life where I just want to be. Just be who and what I am. Be all that I am. Be light, be love, and walk in the power of God. That's the message that God has been giving me. And I repeat that daily. I am light, I am love, and I walk in the power of God. And only God exists, and God is all things. Therefore, I am an extension of the Creator of all things. And I am love, and I am light, and I am all things. I say my declarations daily, sometimes twice a day, in the morning and before I go to bed at night, to keep my subconscious aware of who and what I am, so that I can be all that I am. And I know that there are moments that I go through each day where I am acting in the flesh, and I recognize those moments. I am not blinded to those moments. I recognize when I'm doing or saying things that is out of the spirit of who I really am. Mm-hmm. And I acknowledge them. Okay. And I repeat my declaration that I am light and I am love. I am pure. I am a vessel of God. So that my subconscious can be reprogrammed and receive all that I really am and who I really am, so I can be more of who and what I am. And I be reading about, oh, the world is in turmoil and this and that. I be reading all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, not my world. My world is beautiful. My world is prosperous. My world is abundant. My world is filled with love and joy. What world are you claiming? I know the news out there. I mean, when people are in the flesh, they go against God. When people are acting in the flesh, they bring drama and they bring a vision that is not real, a vision that is not pure. And so it's so important to recognize when you are acting and thinking in the flesh and to switch that up as quickly as you recognize it, so that you can feed your subconscious the truth, so that you can feed it love and light and purity, so that you can become more love, light, and purity as in your flesh. As you're acting out your life, you'll be acting more on your spirit being side versus your flesh side. Our flesh is just our vessel. It's so that we can be here, so that we can do the things that bring joy to the Father, so that we can do things that help one another. That is why we have these bodies, because we need these bodies to act in, to do God's will in, to live a joyful, beautiful, loving life in. And that is the purpose of our flesh. But we have taken on so much falseness that we act and think that we are our flesh, but we are not our flesh. It's just our cover. It's just our vessel. And in order to clean up our vessel, in order to bring in more light and purity, then we have to train our subconscious the truth of who we really are and what we really are. And we have to feed ourselves that. And even if you don't fully believe it, feed yourself the truth anyway. Because your subconscious is going to believe whatever you give it. So if you give it impure thoughts, it's going to believe those impure thoughts, and you're going to act on those impure thoughts, and you're going to become those impure thoughts in your life, your physical life. So feed it pure thoughts. Feed it the truth of God's word. Whether you fully believe it or not, feed it the truth of God's word anyway, every day, consistently, so that you can reprogram your subconscious. And then the more you reprogram your subconscious, the more you'll believe who you really are, and the more you will live who you really are, because you become who you really are as you feed your brain, as you feed your subconscious the truth of God's word. Then you'll start living it. You'll be being it. And you'll just be being it. There's no trying to be God's word. There's no making it a point to be God's word. You just simply become all that you are. And whenever the flesh creeps in, because your flesh is going to creep in every now and then, because you're in the flesh. But when it creeps in, you can instantly, immediately recognize the difference and switch it up. And go back claiming your truth. Go back declaring who you are. Go back speaking the truth of God's word, so that you can continue to overpower the false beliefs and the impure thoughts. And I believe that is the message from this verse today, because God gives you the same verses, but he always gives you a new message. He gives you more information, because one verse doesn't mean one thing. It can mean many things. And God is always giving us new insight and new understanding. And I don't know how many times God has shared this verse, but I'm pretty sure that each time he shared it, he gave new insight. He gave new information. He gave a new awareness, a new awakening. And I just thank God for his word. I thank him for his word. And even though some people say it's not really God's word, it's man's words, I believe in my heart, in the depths of my soul, that it is God's message that he has used man to write. And even if there is some things that's changed in the Bible, the foundation is intact. And the foundation is Jesus, our Savior. Jesus, who came in the flesh to give us life. Jesus. And I thank Jesus for leaving his throne to be all that he is in the flesh, so that we can see who we are in the flesh, so that we can be all that we are in the flesh, so that we can have pure spirit in the flesh. Jesus is our example. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Jesus is the foundation of life. Jesus. Keep Jesus in your life. Keep him in your life. Commune with him daily. Acknowledge him all the time. Because if it were not for Jesus, you would not have eternal life. If it were not for Jesus, you would not be able to commune one-on-one with the Father. You cannot have the Father and leave out Jesus. Jesus is the reason you have the Father. Jesus. God does not count you unless you have the blood of the Lamb on you. Mm. Jesus. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. Are you washed in the blood of Jesus? Do you speak in Jesus' name when you commune with the Father? Do you acknowledge Jesus as God? Do you acknowledge Jesus as your Savior? Do you acknowledge Jesus as the love that was brought here on this planet? Do you acknowledge Jesus? Do you acknowledge Jesus? And how do you acknowledge Jesus? The answer lies in Christ, who came to earth as a man. Jesus showed us everything we want to know. He already showed us. He showed us how to live in these bodies. He showed us how to think and how to act and how to respond. Jesus is our example. It doesn't matter what goes on in our life. It doesn't matter how we think or what we think. Jesus is the example. He lived a pure life. Even though he was accused of things, even though he was treated like garbage, even though he was lied on, he lived a pure, loving life. He did not stop loving us. Even when he was tortured, he asked the Father to forgive us, for we know not what we do. Jesus was love. Jesus is love. Jesus brought us love. Jesus showed us love. He was simply being all that he was, all that he is. He was simply being. He was demonstrating the Father as he lived in the flesh. When we leave these fleshly bodies, we go back to our source. We go back to our spirit being. We go back to glory. Just like Jesus did. So all that Jesus did is what we do right here now in the flesh. All that Jesus is, we are also. Why? Because we are made in the image of God. We are co-creators with God. We are truly sons and daughters of God. Only God exists. All else is an extension from the source of all. So how can we not be gods? How can we not truly be gods? Jesus was God made in the flesh. He was our example. He was showing us who we are. And he was showing us how to be all that we are as we live in the flesh on this earth, on this planet. He was showing us the way. He was showing us the truth. So let us keep our eyes on Christ. When we talk in the flesh or act in the flesh, let us remember Christ. Let us remember how he responded, how he acted, how he continued to love and support and talk to the Father about his children. Let us remember Jesus and the love of him, the love that he shared, no matter what was going on, no matter what pain he had to go through. Let us remember his response. Let us remember how he stayed filled with God's love, how he continued to show God's light, and how he continued to treat us as God's children. No matter how we treated him, he continued to treat us as children of God. He continued to shower us with love and light, even with all the ugliness surrounding us, the ugliness that we speak, that we do. He continued to see us as children of God, and no less. He knew the mystery of God, because he is the mystery of God. And he treated us with love and respect and honor. How do we treat each other? When we get upset with someone because of what they did to us, are we looking at them through the eyes of Jesus? It's okay to get upset, because that's just an emotion for the moment. But as you get upset, remember that that person is not who you think that person is. That person is a child of God, who may not at this moment be acting as such or living as such, but that person is still truly a child of God. That person is still a being, a spiritual being, a co-creator of God, made in the image of God. If it's possible for us to see everyone as truly made in the image of God, then it'd be so much easier to live this godly life. So much easier. It is possible because Jesus did it. It is possible because he did it. So what makes it possible? I believe what makes it possible is when we are being more of who we really are. And as we become more of who we are, we'll have more compassion for everyone. Because not everyone are living as they are. Because not everyone even know who they really are. So the more we live who we really are, the more compassion we will develop for others. The more compassion we will develop. And when we see people, we can make it an intention to see everyone as an image of God. No matter how they look, no matter how they act, no matter what they sound like, no matter what they do, if we can just look at everyone, accept everyone as an image of God, it'll make it easier to treat everyone as Jesus treated us, no matter how we acted, no matter what we did. We can make that an intention. And we can do it daily, throughout the day. As often as we feel the flesh coming to the forefront, we can say, that is an image of God. That person's a co-creator with God, and that person's just creating this emotion at this moment, or whatever that person is doing, that person's just creating. We can create from light, we create from darkness, because they both exist at the same time. But whatever we create, we are co-creating with the Father. Some people create in the light, and some people create in the darkness. But they both come from the Father, because the Father is all things. He is not separate. He is all things, because He is the only existence, the only true existence. The rest comes from Him. All comes from the Father. That is why we're one. That is where oneness comes in. So if we can look with new eyes, if we can look with our spiritual eyes, if we can feel with our spiritual heart, then it'll be easier for us to accept everyone like Christ did. It'll be so much easier. And this is a message for me, because whenever God gives a message, He gives it to you, and you share it. So God is speaking to me, because I know I don't look at everybody as a child of God. I know when I'm in that moment of frustration or disappointment or whatever emotion I be going through at those times, I know that I'm not looking at the person as a child of God, as a co-creator with God, as made in the image of God. I'm not looking at that person like that. And for us to do that, it's going to take being and thinking like Christ. That's what it's going to take, because that's how He did it. He had a pure mind. He reacted from purity, from a place of purity, from a place of oneness, from a place of understanding who we really are. And that is something good to even work on in my life. That's something good to see everybody, not just say it, not just know it, but to actually see it in each face that I come across. See God. See oneness. To actually see it and feel it. Because knowing something is just knowing it. But are you living it? Are you being it? Are you living what you know? Are you being what you know? That's what it's all about. Don't just know Christ. Don't just know about Christ. Don't just talk about Christ. Don't just preach about God's word. Know it, live it, be it. How many of us are actually being what we teach and what we preach? How many of us are being it, are living it? Not sometimes, but all the time. All the time. How many of us see everybody as God? Creation, as God's light, as God's love, as God's compassion, as God's image. Do you see everyone that way? Do you treat everyone that way? Are you living the life Christ lived? A life of purity, a life of oneness, a life of understanding, a life of joy, a life of compassion for all people? Are you living the life that you teach? Are you living the life that you preach? Are you living the life that you know from the Word of God? Or are you just quoting the Word of God? Or are you just believing the Word of God? It goes beyond believing. It's becoming and being. That is what's more important. Becoming the Word and being the word and living it, treating everybody else as the image of God and seeing everybody as the image of God, so that your compassion will continue to grow and deepen. You see everyone as God. Everyone. And you'll be living here on this planet a pure being, just like Jesus. Just like Jesus. You'll be doing more than just talking about it and knowing and understanding. You'll be actually walking this planet in purity, just like Jesus, until the day you are lifted up back to glory to be with the Father. God is good. God is good. God is good. And I just thank the Lord, because it's been a while since God has given me a message, because He had gotten me to the place He wanted me to be. And He chose to show me this verse again. And it's the same verse, the same message. So I'm looking at it as a reminder to be as Jesus. I understand a lot that I didn't understand before. And I am in that place in my life where I'm just simply living and being and growing. And as my subconscious garbage comes up, I recognize it immediately. And I clear it, I release it, and I fill my subconscious with the truth, with the light. And now God is showing me it's time to move another step. And that step is to not only see me as truly one with God, an image of God, a daughter of God, a co-creator of God, but to see every face, every person, as the same. So that's not my next step. That is my next step. And so I see myself as that. I feel it. I believe it. I'm living it. And now I'm ready to see the same in everybody else. Not just know it. Not just talk it. But to see it and to believe it and to live it and to show it. And I just thank you again for listening to my transformation. And I pray that this message has given you information that you've been seeking from within. I pray that God's word will speak to your heart and that it will help you to grow even closer, not only to your truth and to who you really are, but help you grow closer. Closer, closer to the Father, so that He can continue to lead and guide you in whatever area you need to more awakening in your life. It is one thing to love the Lord and to read His Word and to know His Word, and it's another thing to actually be living His Word. And that was one of my goals, is to be all that I am. And the only way you can be all that you are is to live God's word. Not to just know it, but to live it, so that you can become it and be it. So the more we feed our subconscious with the truth, the more we'll be the truth, the more we demonstrate the truth, the more we live the truth. And that has been my goal, and God has been leading me down that path. He has been showing me and keeping me on course. So whenever I veer off course, God will put me back on course. He will put me back. And He did so by giving me His word, by showing me a new awakening in His word, a clear understanding in His Word. And even if He say the same thing, He says it in a different way, a way that you'll get a better understanding, a way that will activate you and awaken you to newer heights. So I am so grateful to have this relationship with the Father. I am so grateful that I can boldly come before Him and speak to Him. Even if I'm upset about something, I can boldly go to the Father and express whatever I'm feeling without holding anything back. And God gives me comfort. And God gives me His Word. And God shows me things. He is my Father. So if you're going through anything in your life and you just want to scream, you just want to just let it all out, do so. Go to the Father. Express yourself. Don't hold anything back. Express yourself. And let the Father fill you with His compassion and His love and His light and give you an understanding, give you new perception so that He can bless you and give you peace. Sometimes I get upset about something and I fuss and cuss and I say, thank you, Father, for helping me to clear this. Because if you hold things back, it's going to get buried right in your subconscious. You don't want that. You don't want to continue to grow your onion. You want to release the onion. And whatever you're feeling in a moment, don't deny it. Don't go in denial. Don't try to play holy and godly. And if you are feeling a certain emotion, express that emotion. Express it to the Father so that He can give you peace, so that He can help you release it. And the more you release those things, the more you bring light and love and compassion into your subconscious, the more you clear away the garbage that you have been holding for years and years, and the more you become more of who you are. People go into denial. People try to act like they're so holy and righteous. If you get upset, admit you get upset. Acknowledge it. And thank God that you're able to express it to get it out of your system. God is the Father. There is no right. There is no wrong. It only is. A day is a day. An experience is an experience. So it's what you do with it. And if you do something with it that holds you back or that blocks your progress or your growth, then take it to the Father and get His help to clear it and release it. So don't deny, don't pretend that you don't get upset. Don't pretend that you dislike somebody. Don't pretend that you're angry. Don't pretend that you don't tell a little white lie or a big one. Don't pretend you don't do things that you do. God knows everything. God sees everything. So even if you're pretending to be what you're not or to think that what you're not thinking, if you're pretending, maybe others won't know. I'm pretty sure some people do know, but most people probably won't know. But God knows everything, and you know. God knows, and you know. So don't pretend. If you get angry and you fuss and you cuss and you scream, so be it. Is it wrong? No. It's an emotion that you are releasing. And then say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to express what I feel in the moment. And thank you for your love and your peace and your guidance. Thank you for your forgiveness and your mercy and your grace. Thank you for allowing me to remove all that is impure from my system. And fill me, Lord, with your love and your light. Fill me, Father, with your compassion. Fill me, Lord, with your peace and your guidance. Just talk to the Father. Release whatever it is that's in you, and then talk to the Father and be filled with His patience, with His love, with His grace, with His mercy, with His peace, with His oneness. Just talk to the Father and replace that anger that you release with the love and light and compassion of God, with the Word of God, with truth, with light. And that's what you do. Don't deny. Don't deny. I know for a fact that there are people out there preaching the Word, whether it's a preacher, a deacon, a teacher of the church. I know from experience that they are not always pure in thought, in speech, in action. Do they cover it up? Do they hide it? Do they pretend that they're perfect? Do they pretend that they are perfect human beings? We are perfect spiritual beings, but we're not perfect human beings. But there are people in office, there are people who are leading others that do things that seem of the dark, but they hide it. They pretend that they don't do it. They pretend they don't say it. They pretend they don't act that way. They put on a show. That is being in denial. That is living a lie. God sees everything. God knows everything. God is everywhere. So you may be deceiving other people, but you cannot deceive yourself and you cannot deceive God. So why do it? Why do it? Admit it, acknowledge it, and release it with God's assistance. This is not a time of pretending. This is not a time of living lies. This is a time of knowing and being the truth and living it. That's what this time is. So thank you again. I was going to close earlier, but some more stuff just started coming through. And I know I'm talking to me, because whenever you're giving a message, the message is first for you. So I thank God for this message. I thank Him for a new awakening. I thank Him for more information. I thank Him for His wisdom and His guidance. And I just thank Him for leading and guiding me on my path, to me. And I thank Him for showing me how to be all that I am, how to live it, and how to see others as all that they are, as truly children of God, made in the image of God. Spiritual, powerful beings we are. May God continue to bless you and guide you on your personal journey. And may you continue to grow and transform into the being that you look to be, the being that you are. Thank you. And many blessings to you.